Sarpadosha is the sin of killing a snake deliberately or inadvertently. The Sarpadosha results in not begetting children. This is also reflected in the horoscopes of the couples concerned. And it's also one of the reasons for infertility also, either husband or wife. This is to be, to atone this, a prayachitta, parihara, puja is recommended for Subramanya called Kartikeya. He is also called as Murugan in Tamil. This is being conducted in Kukke Subramanya Temple in Karnataka, India. It is suggested that one does not visit this place during monsoon season as landslides are quite common in this area. The puja is conducted every day except on Ekadashi, Dashami, Gokulashtami, Shivaratri, days on which eclipses occur, and the annual festival which lasts for 15 days in Kukke. These details can be ascertained from Kukke Subramanya ORG site. The normal, the rituals require all participants to wear decent clothes, and some restrictions are in place for dresses as well. Men should wear a dhoti. Ladies need to wear a sari or salwar suit, preferable sari. The temple authorities shall provide pilgrims any other material for puja. Pilgrims are expected to pay to the temple authorities either online or in person. It is recommended that one pays online because this temple is quite busy and it is very difficult to get the slots also. Pilgrims can book for the puja in advance in the online platform by paying ₹4,200. This might vary and you can just check online. The puja starts from 10:30 a.m. It lasts up to 12 noon on the first day, and from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and at 12 p.m. will go for Naga Pratishtha. That is to finish the Sankalpa. That is, you have to make the determination. And the Sankalpa is done in Kukke main temple. Sarpa Samskara is an activity throughout India. To know more about this procedure, please visit the Kukke Subramanya ORG. And for booking, you just go to the site, select the date on the calendar, your name, devotee's name, address, pin code, city, state, enter email ID, phone number, ID proof, and enter ID proof number. Please carry the ID proof and the complete the CAPTCHA code given. Then tap make movement. Then you will have the receipt. One devotee should submit the same ID proof which is selected during ticket booking at the temple when they visit the temple. The details of the person, devotee details, should be the details of the person who performs the samskara, that is the puja. This samskara takes place for 2 days. This lasts for 2 days. Now the procedure. On the first day, once the pilgrim gets to the temple, he checks into their book hotel. Number two, the pilgrim should take a holy dip at the river Kumaradhara. It's about 2 kilometers from the temple where the samskara is being performed. Men will dress in dhoti after the dip, and you have to come with the same cloth, that is, it should be dripping wet. Then they take to the temple. The pilgrim has to perform 6 pradakshina, circumambulation, clockwise in the temple. Then they proceed, they do that. Then they proceed to the temple counter, show the online booking receipt. The counter will, officer will provide a token number and ticket. Then there is a special samskara Mandapa adjacent, there Adi Subramanya Swami is present. It is called Adi Subramanya Swami. The male devotees have to remove their shirts and stay in groups. 8 members are present in each group. There will be 8 priests representing 8 groups. The prominent priest, chief priest, will conduct the puja. Once the sankalpa is done for the group, each devotee will be assigned a priest. The devotees will sit at a designated place with seats labeled. The place will have a snake idol. 2 idols will be white floor, 1 towel and flowers. Then you will have, they will need to provide the priest a new towel to proceed. The puja shall be done at the 4 corners of the Agni Kunda. The priest will take 1 snake idol and wrap it with cloth and drop it in the Homa Kunda. The first day rituals are performed to give final rituals to the snake you and your family kill. The priest will also take the second snake to drop it in a different place to mark the end of day 1. Day 2. The devotees can take a dip or decide to visit the temple directly from the hotel or room, where they have to wear the fresh dress and ensure that they reach the temple before 6. The same priest who has performed the procedure is the last day. Will attend to you to the rituals to complete the second day. Now, a rangoli, that is a sacred geometry, will be drawn on the shape of a snake with the numbers, with the 6 floor balls, that is called pinda. Next, one should perform 3 pradakshina to the snake idol and give the wheat balls to the priest. After this, the devotees, they will get to take the Ashirvada blessing from the chief priest. Then they have to proceed to the Brahmachari, that is one who has learned Vedas, who is unmarried, take the blessing from those Brahmachari when you leave the place. Then you perform the pradakshina, circumambulation of the temple to the 2 in the temple, to the 2 cows outside the mandapa. Now, after that, you can have breakfast at the dining hall. At 12 p.m., one shall go for Naga Pratishtha. That is, Pratishtha means, that is, installation to finish the Sankalpa at the main temple. The puja shall continue and the groups will receive prasada, cover containing coconut, dhoop sticks and prasadam. One has to ensure to take the prasadam for 12 days before taking breakfast. One is prohibited from eating garlic, onion and non-vegetarian food during these 12 temples. So this is how this has to be, procedure has to be followed. For any query, you can straight away contact Kukkai Subramanya Swami temple. The site is available on internet. You can ask any question. There are, the pujas are performed traditionally and they do a very good job of it. Those who have any issues in Sarpa Dosha may contact Kukkai Subramanya Swami and have the Sarpa Dosha Parihara done.